Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Story is told of a pastor who got invited to breakfast with a bunch of farmers. And one of the farmers was called upon to offer the blessing. So the farmer began, "Lord, I hate buttermilk." And the pastor kind of looked up with one eye opened. And the farmer continued, "Lord, I hate lard." And the pastor opened his other eye and looked up. And then the farmer continued, "Lord, I hate white flour." And then the pastor looked up and wondered, "What's going on here?" And then the farmer continued, "But Lord, when you mix buttermilk, lard, and flour together, you get fresh hot biscuits, and I love them. I thank you for this blessing that you're giving us. And even though some of the things in our life may be displeasing to us, we thank you for mixing them all together and giving us your blessings." So, interesting little story. But it's kind of a good set-in to the account of the 10 lepers. They had a lot of bad things that happened to them that they didn't like. But in the end, everything worked together and they were blessed beyond belief. But the problem is, 9 of the 10 that were healed by our Lord failed to return and give thanks. The problem is probably not that their mothers didn't teach them proper manners. It's worse. They didn't believe. They had no faith. Now, to be sure, they did exactly what Jesus told them to do. As instructed, they went to the temple and showed themselves to the priest. They were obedient. But obedience is not faith, is it? They did not believe that the one sending them to the temple was the Messiah, God in the flesh, who came to save them from their sins. So they did not return to give thanks. But really, attacking them for that is not the point I want to make. I'm sure that the 9 were very grateful for their miraculous healing, and they were very polite to the priests. But faith is more than manners. Parents rightly teach their children to say please and thank you and I'm sorry, even if the child is too young to realize what those words mean. Good manners fall under the category of God's law. They're necessary to keep us civilized and to prevent outbursts of sin. But they don't save you from your sin. God's law doesn't save you, and neither do your good manners and good behavior. God wants more than that, and he certainly wants more than an occasional polite nod. He wants faith like that of the leper who returned. Again, faith is more than manners. Now, why did the Samaritan leper come back to Jesus? Did he get good home training from his mother? Probably. But he was blessed by Jesus and he wanted to come back for more. He returned to the source of every blessing. He praised God with a loud voice. He threw himself to the ground. He thanked God by going to Jesus, because when you go to Jesus, that's where God can be found. Now, Jesus told that leper to go to the temple. And that's exactly what he did. But not to the temple of stone. When he was healed, he turned right back around. And he went to the true temple, the living temple, to Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ once preached that when people were showing him the temple, "Oh, look at this beautiful temple," Jesus pointed to himself and said, "Something greater than the temple is here." Jesus is the true temple. It's interesting that the only people mentioned in the Gospels that Jesus ever praised for having a strong faith were Gentiles, outsiders. The first was a Syro-Phoenician woman, and she was frantic, helpless, and at wit's end. She knew no shame. She threw herself on Jesus accepting rebuke and scorn for him to heal her daughter. And Jesus told her, "How great is your faith?" And her daughter was healed. The other was a Roman centurion, servant seriously ill. But the Roman soldier didn't just quietly maintain a stiff upper lip like a brave, macho, admirable soldier would do. He goes to Jesus in humility, in weakness, in submission, and he begs for mercy. This Roman soldier knew the source of his strength and blessing was in Jesus Christ. And the other person who Jesus singled out for praise was the Samaritan leper. You know, true faith doesn't cause you to look at yourself in your own powers. What does a leper have? A leper is just buttermilk that somebody doesn't like, or lard or flour that somebody doesn't like. But when all of these blessings got mixed in together and he saw Jesus, he had faith to believe that Jesus was the Christ who could not only heal him, but save him for all of eternity. Jesus filled him with so many good things, such that you could just never have too much grace from Jesus. You can never have too much forgiveness or too much salvation. Sure, on Thursday you can have too much Thanksgiving dinner and you'll pay for it later. But God's grace can never be overused, can never be turned against you, so please don't ever take it for granted. Yes, it's possible to overindulge during the holiday season, but you can't read the Bible too much. You can't pray too much. You can never receive too much life and salvation from our Lord in the sacrament. Never think that God's grace is old hat or boring. Never take it for granted, as did 9 of the healed lepers. Never let the thought of ingratitude to God ever cross your mind. God is merciful, and he wants you to be hungry for even more mercy and to keep coming back for more. And that's why the Samaritan came back. Faith made him want to be where Jesus is. Do you? Do you want to be where Jesus is? He's with you in his word. He's with you in his sacrament. He's with you when all of us gather together in his house, in his church, to worship. Let's take advantage of this. God's word makes us wise to salvation. Baptism cleanses you from your sin, and at the altar you receive Jesus himself in his body and blood. The word and the sacraments deliver what they promise, grace and salvation to sinners. So another Thanksgiving day is upon us. Christians have always been kind and generous givers, but it's really only because of the kind and generous giver that we worship, God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God wants to keep on blessing you with his gifts, and he delights in seeing you receive them with thanksgiving. He delights in seeing you return thanks to Jesus Christ. He wants you to join with angels and archangels and the whole company of heaven, basking in his presence, giving thanks for your healing, your cleansing, and your forgiveness. You know, we're beginning the Thanksgiving holiday with taking Holy Communion. You know, the word Eucharist is often used of Holy Communion, but it's a Greek word. And you know what it translates to in English? Thanksgiving. So how appropriate to receive communion at the beginning of our holiday and Thanksgiving season. So, like our brother in Christ, that Samaritan leper who's gone before us, we too have been cleansed and healed by Jesus. And the fact that we're here today means we're coming back to the source, to Jesus himself, the true temple, for more. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Please rise for the offertory.